Hey everybody, it's your man VC again. I just want to touch on something today that kind of makes me sick. Probably makes a lot of other people sick too. But I noticed, well, not just now, but I've noticed for a long time, that people aren't in control of themselves. A lot of people. Maybe not everybody isn't, but I would say 99% of the entire world is not in control of their own person. Because they always have other people controlling them. And you see this all the time. You go into a grocery store and you see a guy has his wife with him, girlfriend, whoever. I mean, and more than likely, you know, just a girlfriend that they're doing it to. But you have these guys out there that are controlling so much that they literally are abusive to their girlfriends. And I'm not saying it's just guys, don't get me wrong. Girls do it too. I've seen it done. I've had it done to me. It happens. No matter what sex you are, it happens. And it's like, let's put it this way, kind of like if an armed bandit, robber, whatever you want to call him, comes up to another person and says, "Hey, give me all your money." And they have some kind of weapon. Even if it's a gun, you know, there are always other choices. Yes, you could die if it's a gun or a knife, something like that. But, you know, it's like they're just controlling them. They're like telling them, "Hey, you do this right now or else." And they just do it. I mean, I understand that it's not worth your life trying to, you know, have somebody to give them all your personal belongings that are on you at the moment, money, wallet, watch, whatever, jewelry. I mean, I understand it's probably not worth it, but you see my point. Like, there's always an option that you have. You don't have to do it, you know? And I mean, I'm just using that as an example, but, you know, a better example would be, say, if the abusive, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, they're sitting there telling their specific other, or, you know, their other half, whatever you want to call them, whoever they're with, telling them, "Hey, you got to do this." No, you ain't got to do it. You have a choice. Yes, it's less of a choice when you're in a situation where you're being held at gunpoint or knife. I understand. But if it's not that, you know, you have every opportunity to make that decision to not do it. You don't let people control you. This just, it makes me sick. I've seen it, I don't know how many times. My ex was doing me that way for 3 years. I mean, I couldn't take any more of it. I just did it because, you know, she was my wife and I didn't believe in getting divorced. But that's what happened anyway. Because, you know, I couldn't take it after a while. After 3 years. So, it's crazy that that kind of stuff happens all over the universe right now. Every second, probably, there's somebody controlling somebody else, telling them what they can and can't do. And it's sad. It's so sad. Because why are people like that? why do people have that mentality that, oh, I got to do what this person says? I don't get it. Me personally, I stopped doing that after my whole thing with my ex. That was it. That was enough for me. I swore that I would never, ever, ever go back to doing that again. Letting somebody control me like that. She was abusive, mentally, physically, and emotionally. And I just could not take it after 3 years of that. I mean, who could, honestly? Nobody can actually take it. You know, sometimes they do. They take it because they think they have no other option. This is just how it is. This is how it's got to be. No, that's wrong. This ain't how it's got to be. People out there in the world that are getting abused in this manner, please listen to me. You do not have to take this. Even if there is somebody out there who's physically or mentally or emotionally abusing you, you don't have to take it. Please, by all means, do what you got to do to get out of the situation. You know, if it means you living on the street or in a shelter or whatever, do it. I know that's hard to do, but do it anyway. There are soup kitchens and churches and stuff that can help you out with food until you can get back up on your feet. You know, at least you have some place to kind of at least eat, you know, and you can probably, you finally, you know, find a place around the city. You know, shelters always usually have, you know, at least a little bit of room. And, you know, if they don't, well, find a place to stay. You know, contact every relative, every friend, anybody you can think of, contact them. Tell them that you are in an abusive relationship. You need to get out, and you need to get out now. And you have no other choice but to go somewhere else. Just please, for me and for everybody else who's going through that same situation, please do that. You got to. I mean, there's no other way. Unless you want to stay in that situation for the rest of your life. Because those people that are, you know, overbearing like that, and that are, you know, abusive and stuff, they'll keep abusing you as long as you let them. Listen to what I said. You will keep getting abused if you let them. Listen to my words. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Seriously, though, listen to this. Heed the warning. Do it before it's too late. If you are in the situation, you see the situation forming, get out of it before it gets too bad. You can do it. I know you can do it. Get a hold of your local police department if you have to. Seriously. That's all you gotta do. And they will take care of the rest. Even if they have to put you in some sort of, you know, what is that called? When they put you in like a secret hiding place and they change your identity and all that. Whatever that is. Relocation, recovery, whatever it's called. Even if they have to do that, it don't matter. As long as you're out of that situation. I know how bad it hurts. I really do. I mean, like I said, I stayed in that situation for 3 freaking years. Actually, I almost pretty much never got out of that situation because she's got my kids. My ex has got my kids, so I literally have to deal with her still, even after all these years. You know, it's been 16 years, because my son's 16 now. And 16 years, it's been constant like that. Like, the only time I ever got away from her and got away from that is when I moved back down home to my hometown. And then it still kind of happened because I had to talk to her over the phone, of course, sometimes. But you know what? That eventually ended. I eventually just stopped talking to her over the phone because I refused to keep getting treated that way. Because that's all she knew how to do was yell and scream and treat people with utmost disrespect. And especially me. And I don't know why she hated me so bad. Because, I mean, she did marry me. She must have liked me at one point. But, you know, I don't know what's wrong with that girl. Anyway, not here to talk about her, but I mean, in a way, I kind of am because she has to do with all this, but seriously, though, I mean, just it, I'm a lot more free now than I was, because I don't ever talk to her hardly, only when I go up and visit my kids, and I don't even talk to her much then. I say one or two words, I say hi, bye, and that's about it. And that's how I like it, because you know, that's the best way to do it, honestly, because that keeps me from having to deal with all that crap. And I flat out told her last time I talked to her, you know, I said, this is it. I'm done. I'm done with you. You've got to stop this, and I'm going to stop it for you. And that's all there is to it. And that's the way I stopped it. I just refused to talk to her. Hell, I didn't even talk to her for 2 years straight. At all. Not a hi, not a bye, not nothing. She finally figured out that I was serious. So. There you go. If you're not in my situation, definitely please do something about it. Go get help. Seek help somewhere. If you go to church, talk to your pastor or your priest or whatever religion you're in, the higher up in your religion, talk to them. They can help you as well. You know, that might even be a better situation. They might even put you in a situation where you're not like that, you know, where you're hidden away from that person. They might be able to help you even do that. So, anyway, on that note, I gotta go. But I just wanted to rant about that for a few minutes. Well, 13 minutes. So, y'all have a good one. Talk to you next time.